Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you. It is over. The Zurich Classic is in the books. And the Republic of Ireland, Irish Republic, a bunch of Irish won it. Okay, we know who it was, Shane Lowry and Roy McIlroy. Wow, in a one-hole playoff where it looked like everybody was trying to give it away all afternoon. A lot of wind down there, always is in New Orleans. Actually, Avondale is where the course is. But it was a great tournament, a lot of fun to watch. Some heartbreak for some really good players. Our good friends at PXG did a pretty doggone good job, though. They had some players that were all up there at the top. And we'll talk a little bit more about that new driver PXG has, the Black Ops driver, and a fitting experience later in the show. But that Black Ops driver was showing off in the hands of... we'll just get to it in a little bit, okay? Anyway, let's get to it, and let's hear the interviews. Again, the tournament's over, and let's hear a couple of interviews, and then we'll get back to you, okay? Here we go.
All right, guys, well, what a great weekend you both had. Just talk me through how you're feeling right now.
I mean, obviously, you know, a little disappointed, but overall, I think it's important to see the big picture, and we had a really good week, and, you know, That's all we can hope for, really.
Yeah, I mean, obviously disappointed we didn't come out with the win, but like I told somebody earlier, like, there's a lot of really good things to take from this week, and that's what I'm going to do. I mean, solo second finish in the end is still pretty good.
And that last playoff hole, I mean, just talk me through shot by shot what you guys were thinking out there.
I mean, just playing it like a normal hole, you know, doing the best we can. Obviously, golf is hard. And sometimes it doesn't go your way. And so, you know, we did the best we could and had a chance. And that's all you can ask for, really.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly couldn't say it any better myself. Just tried to approach the hole like it was any other hole. And, you know, obviously it just didn't quite go the way we had planned.
And you guys have just had such a great team dynamic. What has this weekend meant to the both of you teaming up together?
I mean, it's been great. We did well here last year, and we improved upon that this year. So. Right. I think we're going to definitely be back next year and try again.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what was your memorable moment out here?
I mean, I think birdieing the 18th hole, you know, to finish regulation.
Right, just to post a number that, you know, everybody else had to chase. So, I mean, that'd have to be it.
And just the relief of, you know, having such a good round. I think that was special for sure.
And any thoughts for next year, going for the win?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm in.
We'll have plenty of time to brew some over by the time the tournament comes around next year.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, you know, I had to go try it. So I went to a PXG location for a fitting. And let me tell you, I've been there numerous times for irons and other clubs, and I love the experience because they're detailed. They work with you. They listen to you. They look at you. They show you film of yourself. They take you through the entire process to make sure that before you walk out of there, you have the best fitting you will ever have. And I want to tell you, the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Okay, let's get technical for a minute. The Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver, a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high, okay? Way high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, and no sacrifices. So here's what you got to do. Game Changer's been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, The PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/GTA. And use code GTA at checkout. Please do that, okay? That's pxg.com/GTA, code GTA, for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/GTA, code GTA. And folks, just as an add-on, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period.
You need to get the mics out of the shot, Alex, are you good?
Yep, I can't see mics. Actually, wait.
Here, here you go. Sorry, here you go. Good.
Thank you.
Do you have one angle, Wolf? Okay.
Make sure you look good on television here.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'll just record what you're doing and answer questions, okay? All right. Alex, you ready?
Yep, I'm good.
Good?
Yeah,
sure.
Good.
All right, guys, so 2024 Zurich Classic New Orleans champion, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. Rory, your 25th PGA Tour title. This is your third when you're making your tournament debut. Shane, your third PGA Tour title. Just opening comments on what it means to experience this together here this week.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. I think, to win any PGA Tour event is very cool, but to do it with one of your closest friends and, we've known each other for a long, long time. Probably like over 20 years. So to think about where we met, where we've come from to be on this stage and do this together, really, really cool journey that we've been a part of. And just awesome to be able to do it alongside this man.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We both felt like we needed to come in here and maybe have a very strong week because we wanted to get our summer going, and we've got a lot of big golf coming up soon, and it'd be nice to get that jump up to FedEx Cup that we both wanted. So it's nice, it's great to get a win. It was great fun all week, everything about it was just brilliant, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. Like, having this man by my side is just, you've seen the drive he hit up the 18th and the 72nd hole, like, when you've got him doing that, it's pretty easy to play golf from there for me. So I made it look hard at times, but it was amazing. Like, we went out there, we had loads of fun, and we won the tournament. It's, you couldn't ask for a better week.
You personally, now you get into the remaining three singles
of the season, it's been huge for me, because I wasn't going to be in Quail Hollow. I was hoping to get an invite for Memorial. I was hoping to get an invite there and Travelers. I didn't really know what was going to happen, so I knew I needed to make some FedEx Cup points, and this gets me in those, and it means I can plan my schedule now. And with family stuff and my wife and kids going back to Ireland in the summer, it means I don't really have to stay over here and grind it out too long. I can do what I feel like and what I want to do, and it's freed me up a lot this summer. So hopefully we can both kick on now.
Yep.
Got three majors left. Hopefully we can get one each, maybe two and one. Be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that's the plan for the rest of the summer. Just patience, I think. You're sitting in having your breakfast this morning before we go out, and you see the trees out there, they're whipping, it's pretty windy. Like, the boys shooting 63, that is an unbelievable score in those conditions, in that format. So we get off to a slow start, we seen we were five back, the boys had already finished, we probably thought maybe we'd try and get to 26, we never really spoke about it, but that's what I thought in my head. But to play the last 12 holes and 5 under, I think it was very, very good, and it showed a lot about our characters and how much we wanted to win this thing.
Rory, can you just talk about, you mentioned the fans out there, just kind of the energy following you and what that means when you're in a tournament like this that's so close?
Yeah, it's amazing. The fans and the atmosphere all week has been incredible. People have come out in their thousands to support us, and it's not lost on me that how cool that is. Every time I get to play in front of thousands of people, the little boy in me just thinks it's so cool and so exciting. So really grateful for everyone to come out and show up and let us play in an atmosphere like that. And especially in front of all those people, coming down those last few holes, you start to feel it, and you start to it felt like a big time atmosphere and a big time tournament, and the crowd really, really made the weekend.
Rory, did the crowd kind of help you the last 2 days? As tired as you were going to the back nine, that was seven down yesterday, three down today. Did the crowd kind of fuel you a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, getting the support out there definitely helps. I think more than anything else, you know, having this guy to lean on, that was what fueled me and what I think, it, you know, being able to rely on each other a little bit, I think that's what really, really helped us, you know, over the last 10 or 11 holes yesterday and then over the last 12 holes today.
Rory, 2 weeks ago you were answering questions about whether you should reassess your game at the time. Is there any element of this week of just wanting to come here with Shane and just have fun and not fuel
them? Yeah, absolutely. You know, golf. The reason that Shane and I both started to play golf is because we thought it was fun at some stage in our life, and I think sort of re-injecting a little bit of that fun back into it, like a week like this week, you know, it can always help.
You don't want to make too much of it, but is there any element of like having an experience like this where you are kind of stepping away a bit, having more fun, doesn't that maybe help you the rest of the group?
Yeah, I think so, but I also think to play the sort of golf that we did coming down the stretch when there was a little bit of pressure, I think that'll stand to us also. But yeah, I mean, I've always felt like I play my best golf when I'm enjoying myself, and hard to not enjoy yourself when you're out there walking the fairways with Shane.
Hey, now, 16, what did you have for the hole? How far did you get? Before you talked about the putt, how long it was?
Yeah, that was huge. Obviously, wasn't ideal. We're already hitting the bunker off the tee, but I'm like, fairway bunkers for me are not like, they're a strong part of my game, and I'm pretty confident there with them. So I knew once I had a decent lie, like I knew once I seen the ball bouncing and what didn't look, that I knew I was going to have a swing and a shot at it. And yeah, 140 to the pin, just a wedge, hit a lovely shot in just left of it, probably not really where I was aiming, pulled it a little bit, but to Rory to go and hold that putt, that kind of freed us up a little bit for the last couple of holes. But then I hit a poor tee shot on 17, but like, you know, the wind was kind of slightly out of left on 17 today, and I just couldn't get myself to start it over the water, you know, because there's all sorts of trouble over there, gators and everything. And you know, we knew, you know, in my head I thought if I miss the green right, Rory's a good chipper, we get it up and down and we can birdie the last to win. That's what I was thinking. We didn't obviously get it up and down, but we birdied the last game of the playoff, and then we were fortunate to go on and win in the playoff.
Yeah, the putt was, you know, that green or that hole has been good to us over the weekend. We made a birdie there yesterday and then, you know, made another one today. I looked at it quite a bit. It broke a lot, yeah. It probably broke a good couple of feet. I don't know what the camera angle was on TV, but, you know, there was a lot of break in it, and it was one of those where it was like speed was more important than line. I just had to get the speed right and sort of match it up. And, yeah, that was a huge putt. And that really, you know, obviously as Shane said, we went, you know, and bogeyed 17, but that was a huge putt and give us that little bit of a cushion that we could, you know, get away with making a bogey on 17, which is probably playing the toughest hole of the day.
Rory, how advantageous is it to, you know, if you're going into a playoff that you just come immediately off 18 versus, you know, a team that has to sit 4 hours to go back up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was to our advantage today. You know, I feel for Martin and Chad a little bit. You know, they played an unbelievable round of golf. They shoot 63 in those conditions out there in foursomes is super impressive. So, yeah, to be sitting around and not really knowing, you know, they might be in a playoff, they might not be. And then to, you know, I'm sure they had time to warm up and everything, but it's different than us just coming straight back, you know, off the golf course, you know, and straight back into it. So I think because of that, we probably had a little bit of an advantage on the playoff hole.
The last guy in the state
it was weird for me. I don't get that stuff. Doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't happen to me either, by the way.
Man, it's like, yeah. He certainly, you know, he's getting old, but he can still move the needle a little bit. Rory brings a crowd and people love him. And yeah, we've got a lot of love this week in New Orleans, and it's been, yeah, we've had just the best week.
Rory,
a
couple more guys.
I don't think they need to try. I think we're coming back.
We'll be here. I'll be here anyway, I know that. I'll be here waiting for him.
What restaurant was it, you remember?
Arno's.
What would you say was the best example of you guys picking each other up after a shot that you'd like to have back and the teammates think you would have to save it?
I think I've like I've gone through a little bit over the last couple of months, a few weeks, a few tournaments where I've struggled on the greens a little bit. I changed my putter this week. Feels really good, but I'm just not trusting it as well as I would like. I missed a couple of short putts to kind of get me down a little bit, but Rory was there to back me up this week, and he was a great teammate, and you know, he made me believe in myself, and it was good to have him there to do that, so yeah.
And I think as well, it takes the pressure off. You know, I hit a poor tee shot on 16, yeah, for example, today, and then knowing that Shane can go ahead and hit a great second shot and sort of, you know, not make the tee shot.
We also know we're out there trying our hardest, and
yeah,
we know
exactly.
We're not trying to hit bad shots, yeah. And we don't say sorry, and we're, you know, we get on with it and do our best and see where it leads us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you have it. We're closing out the books on the Zurich Classic, and we're going to be moving forward to Texas again. We're going to do a little tournament in Texas this week, and we'll tell you more about it. Tim Matthews and I will be live there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, for the Golf Talk America team, for the Golf Talk America Network, and all the folks that work with us around the country and all of our sister shows, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week with another edition of Golf Talk America.